Over the past decade, traffic police in scores of American cities have begun to use cameras to catch drivers who run red lights. The cameras automatically snap a photo of the offending car's license plate, and the owner of the car soon finds a citation in the mail. Such programs are increasingly popular because they free up the police to perform other duties while fines continue to be collected from dangerous drivers. Some cities have even reported a decrease in red light running and gridlock. But as we hear in this report from NPR's Emily Harris, an experiment to introduce such cameras on roadways in national parks has quickly become controversial.
The George Washington Parkway isn't supposed to be a typical highway. Designed as a memorial to the first president, it winds past lush greenery through Washington, D.C. suburbs along the Potomac River. It's supposed to be for admiring scenery, but many commuters treat it like a speedway. Park Superintendent Audrey Calhoun says police have tried lots of tricks to slow traffic, like increased patrols and electronic signs that display the speed of each passing car.
When we're in those kinds of efforts, the speed drops. But when we're not, then everybody just sort of gradually creeps back up to the point where, particularly in the National Airport Corridor, where people are trying to merge on and off the parkway and on and off of I-395, and they almost can't do it because the traffic's running too fast.
So after 7 fatal crashes in 18 months, the Park Service got money approved to test a camera that would snap pictures of the license plates of speeding cars. They're still working out details of how tickets would actually be issued, but Superintendent Calhoun says she plans to present the final proposal to Congress. And that's already got one prominent lawmaker seeing red.
There are some very fundamental personal privacy rights here that are not being respected by the federal government.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey doesn't even like the intersection cameras some local governments are using to catch red light runners, and he certainly doesn't want the feds to follow suit. Armey says auto enforcement means a person accused of violating the law can't confront his accuser in court.
You have a right, if in fact you are committing an infraction of the law, to have a real person that apprehends you, reprimands you, fines you, writes you up or whatever. But to have somebody driving down the road see no evidence whatsoever of law enforcement, that results in a notice coming to your doorway sometime later is, I think, an appropriate vehicle for law enforcement.
Supporters of enforcement cameras say one benefit is the machines only measure speed, but don't notice the make of the car or the race of the driver. Law enforcement officials try to set up cameras in ways that might ease public acceptance. For example, school zones are sometimes the first place cameras are deployed. Federal transportation experts are studying systems from other countries where a road's speed limit changes depending on the amount of traffic. They suspect many people don't like cameras because they think speeds are set too low. Police in Portland, Oregon started a speed camera program 5 years ago. Director Patrick Nelson says their cameras are mobile. An officer sits in a van nearby to take notes and stand guard.
People actually go out and vandalize this equipment if there isn't anybody around it. And then when you go to court, I mean, who's to say that if there was cars in the radar beam, one of them was speeding, how can anybody say that car number one was the one that was doing it rather than car number two? The officer is there to provide that testimony.
If speed cameras are approved for the George Washington Parkway, officials might start using them on other federal parkways in the region. There are no proposals now to expand to other national parks, but there might be some use for them in the wild expanses of the nation. Jay Wells is chief ranger of the Pacific West Region National Parks. He says speeding park visitors can hurt what they come to see.
I remember an area I worked in Grand Teton National Park where during some of the summer months, you know, at least every 2 or 3 days, we'd have a moose that was hit by a car. And, you know, it takes 1 or 2 times of having to go out and put down an injured moose or an elk that you begin to build up a little resentment for people that don't pay attention to those traffic laws.
But by the time an animal is hit, the damage is done. At best, he says, the threat of a ticket might make a speeder slow down before it's too late. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.